Sean, right? When did your friends say they were coming?
They didn't give me a time, and they ain't my friends.
You just told me you work with them regularly.
Yeah, I help them. I help get them supplies and all that. I doubt they fancy me, though. Not very fond of humans.
Why do you help them if you think they hate you?
I like to think of myself as a good man. Help those in need.
You doing all right?
2 flights in 24 hours with little to no sleep in between. How do you think I'm doing?
It's that bad, huh?
Yes, of course it is.
Well, what can I do to help?
Correction! What can we do to help?
Yeah!
You all don't have to worry about me.
Of course we do. You're always worried about us.
Yes, but I'm the leader. I'm supposed to worry about you three.
And who's supposed to worry about you?
Well?
Exactly. Permission to worry?
Granted.
Melanie, could you come over here?
Sure.
Your mother told me about your conversation with her last night.
And what are you going to do, ground me?
Look, I know you don't like how she and I raised you. I know I've messed up.
Messed up? That doesn't even begin to sum it up.
I know you're mad, but we're still your parents. You need to give us our due respect. Get up!
I can't!
Then you are weak.
Your due respect! You think I owe you anything?
Oh no.
Melanie! That's enough.
Should I go?
No, Erica. By all means, stay. I'm sure this is really embarrassing for him.
Hey! Keep it down!
You do not talk to me like that.
I'm an adult. I can talk to you however I want.
Adults don't act like this.
Oh, because you know so much about how adults should act, especially with their children. I know what you did to Deacon.
I'm sorry!
What?
I'm sorry. For everything. I wanted to tell you when you got here, but I wanted to give you some space first.
No, this has to be some kind of trick. You never apologize.
I've had a long time to reflect. I'm not proud of what I've done. I just hope you can forgive me.
I don't know what you expect me to say.
You don't have to say anything. Just think about what I've said. That's all I ask.
Hey!
What is this, fog?
I have a feeling our contact has arrived.
Your intuition is good, Mr. Reeves. I'm Dagger, and this mist is thanks to my associate here, Hayes.
Greetings. What's the deal with the fall?
It is my ability earned in my Arcane Awakening. Good for secrecy.
The fact of the matter is, we don't know you. Trust has not yet been earned. Because of that, we can't risk letting you know how we arrived. We don't want to give away our home's location.
Dagger, I'm Simeon.
Yes, we know who you all are. Erica Hudson, Clifford Reeves, Poppy Dennings, Victor Velasco, Melanie Reeves, and finally, Simeon Harrigold. You all were researched extensively before being approved to come with us.
Wow! And we all got approved?
Yes, although I disapproved of Mrs. Dennings and Mr. Velasco, as young as they are. But we were told they were required as part of a team.
Gee, thanks!
Nice to meet you too.
Now, I hope you all will allow us to maintain discretion in transporting you to the village.
How are you going to do that? It's not like we aren't going to see where we're going.
That is exactly what these bags are for. Put them over your head and we can get started.
Let's get this over with.
Akian, Episode 7, A New Home.
So, let me get this straight. You started a new religion as a scam, and within a few months, you found yourself successful enough to plant multiple churches across the country.
Correct.
How?
These idiot humans will believe anything. All you have to do is give them a pretty face and a little charisma, and they eat it up. Not all humans are idiots. Just enough to make a good living. I'm sure you're very intelligent, Agent Harvey.
So charismatic.
Where did you get the name? Eyes of Agaeus.
I found it in a book. Thought it sounded cool. Don't remember what it means. I don't appreciate this loser using it to kill folks. Bad for business.
This guy is an idiot. He isn't associating your name with his killings. He's associating it with the cult.
That's it. I stole the name from some evil cult. That's not good.
This is clearly a dead end. We should leave.
Couldn't agree more.
Wait, you aren't going to tell Augustine about this, are you?
Why shouldn't I? An Archeon scamming humans? Sounds like an easy day for him.
Haim! Don't do this! We can work something out!
I doubt it.
What are you doing to him in there, you thugs? Let me see my husband!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Crombley, but your husband isn't who he says he is.
What are you talking about? Honey? Why do you look like that?
Ah, they got me figured out, sweetheart. You can drop the act.
Well, isn't that wonderful? What happened, you numbskull?
You knew about this.
Of course I did. We're in on this together.
I panicked. They backed me into a corner. What was I supposed to know, her partner was a friend?
Friend is a strong word for our relationship.
You aren't taking this to the league, are you?
That is yet to be decided.
Are you two actually married?
Yes! 4 months next week.
Yeah, I tried to sell her a bootlegged handbag.
And I was trying to sell him a fake watch.
I looked into her eyes, and I just knew.
And I felt the same way.
Wow. You two are meant for each other.
Look, you can't turn us in.
And why not?
Why not? Well, because...
Because I'm pregnant!
What?
God.
Wait, you are?
I was going to surprise you! Surprise?
You wouldn't let the law fall hard on a half-Archeon child, would you, Mr. Heracle? Think about your own son. Would you want that for him?
How do you know about my son?
Erzy told me all about you! He's very proud of his adventure 6 months ago.
Erzy?
I don't know.
Erzon could help you with the investigation.
Absolutely not.
Wait, that isn't a terrible idea.
I could think of 100 reasons why that's a terrible idea.
Erzon has extensive knowledge of the underground world of humans and Archeon. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I've been around for decades. How much are you paying? I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I hope you know what you're doing, Haim. Erzan, meet with us at my office tomorrow. We'll get you started with us. Here's my card. It'll have the address.
Yes. Can't wait to be work buddies.
Don't push it. Let's get out of here, Haim.
Is this your religious text?
Yep. Wrote it myself.
I'm taking this.
Why take the book? You looking for some religious enlightenment?
No. Whatever's in this book has to be hilarious. I've been due a good laugh for a long time.
Finally, they're gone.
I can't believe I'm going to be a dad. I'm not prepared at all.
No, you're not.
I'm not what?
Going to be a father? I'm not pregnant.
Really?
Of course not. I made it up to save our skins.
Right. Of course. Good work.
We've arrived.
This place is beautiful.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I was expecting, but definitely not this.
Yes, welcome to Cormandora.
Heart of the Worlds.
Yes. Are you familiar with Latin?
A little. I took a class back in the academy.
It's a fitting name. Here, Earth and Arcorus don't exist. We are the better part of both worlds. There are no walls here, metaphorically speaking, of course.
Pretty pretentious to think you're better than us.
Perhaps. Let's move on. Folka is waiting for you. This way.
Are you liking what you see, Simeon?
Yeah, this is amazing.
I'm glad. You are always welcome here, brother. You're one of us.
How did you build all this?
It took some time. Folka brought me here when I was 14. The place was much smaller back then. I was lucky, however. I discovered this place at a young age. Some people don't come here until they are much older. Some have even lived full lives already.
How does Folka find people?
It's her awakened ability. She can sense other people's awakenings. When she does, she locates the newly awakened individual and brings them here if she can.
That's how she found me?
Yes. Your awakening was a powerful one.
Yeah. Never seen her as frantic with one before.
When did she find you, Hayes?
I was 12, living off the streets in Moscow. I had stolen some clothes and got caught. The man wasn't kind. The trauma awakened something in me. Folka found me a few days later. I owe her my life.
We all have sad stories here. Our arcane parentage can lead to difficult lives. Pain and trauma are often key to unlocking our true selves.
What about you, Dagger? What's your story?
I'd prefer not to talk about it.
Sorry.
Why don't we get back to the story of this place?
Right. We're a diverse crowd. Many different people living many different lives. It's been to our benefit. It's brought us doctors, engineers, and contractors. We make advancements here quite often. The indoor plumbing is still a work in progress, but hey, we have Wi-Fi.
I'd imagine the Dagger isn't your real name.
It's not my birth name, no. We're given new names here. We come here to forget our past lives. A new name comes with that.
Why the name Dagger?
It's simple. My awakened ability allows me to turn my nails into sharp blades, kind of like a dagger.
Your nails do what? Show me!
Maybe later. We've arrived at Folka's home. She's waiting for you inside.
Thank you.
It was an honor to meet you all. I'll see you around town.
Thank you for your help.
If I were you, and the other humans in this group, Mr. Reeves, I'd be wary. You seem like good people. While there are people here who will be welcoming to you, there are others that won't be. They've had poor experiences with the human world. They won't like you. Don't be too afraid, though. Prove yourself to them and they'll come around.
Good advice.
Simeon and friends, I'm Sana. Folka will see you now. Sweetheart, Mr. Harry Gold and his companions are here.
Oh, yes. Welcome, Simeon and friends. I am Folka. A pleasure to meet you all. Really, it is.
We do have names, you know. We're not just Simeon's friends.
I'm sure you do, but I hope you understand. Simeon is our main interest. I'm sure I'll learn all your names during your time here. I have them written down somewhere, I think. You, however, I know. Melanie Reeves.
Me? Why me?
We know all about the capture and eventual death of Ezradel. Something that you were instrumental in. I also heard you were the one that sparked Simeon's awakening. You must be very important to him.
Of course she is. She's my best friend. Oh no.
I am?
She is? You cut me real deep.
It's not personal.
I find it very personal.
You have built a beautiful community here, Miss Folka.
Thank you. It's hard to believe that almost 20 years ago, I arrived here. I was 22, and there were only 5 of us. We've flourished so much since then. I've been working here on terms for an alliance.
I'm Clifford Reeves. I'm representing the European sector of the League. We'll be your main contact once things are settled. May I see these terms?
Patience, Mr. Reeves. We can discuss things at any time. Make yourself at home here first. We have two empty cabins that you will be staying in. Allow me to show you the way.
Pregnant!
Ow! You are with child, Miss Falca?
Yes, me and my wife, Sana, are expecting our first child.
Wait, then how... I'm just curious!
It's okay. Me and Sana used a donor.
See? No problems.
You better watch yourself, Velasco.
Oh, believe me, he won't.
He's had much worse.
He's been written up several times for it.
This is normal?
I can't help that I'm stupid. Hide at me one more time for a good measure.
At least he's self-aware.
This is where you boys will be staying. Feel free to bring your things in and unpack.
It's small, but I dig the aesthetic.
For a place that is so hidden away, I'm surprised you have guest houses.
Not all people that come here are permanent residents. When people first arrive, they stay in houses like this. They come to know the place, and then it is up to them whether or not they decide to stay. Some choose to return to their previous life.
People would choose to leave? This place is incredible.
While I agree with you, some have things in the human world. Family, friends, sometimes even jobs.
No job is worth missing this.
I'm glad you think so, Simeon. I would like to request to meet with you in private at some point while you're here.
What for?
Nothing you need to worry about, Clifford. I would like to discuss Simeon's awakening with him. Do you have control over it?
A little, but not well.
I imagined as much. An awakened one not having total control over their abilities isn't something uncommon. However, when I sensed your awakening, the energy I felt was like nothing I've ever experienced. I predict there is a lot of untapped potential in you. If you'd have me, I'd like to work with you to learn how to harness it.
Really? That'd be amazing. Thank you.
Don't forget, Simeon, you're one of us. We will do all we can to help you. I hope you find a home here with all of us. We'd love to have you as a permanent resident.
You would?
Yes. Me and Sir Augustine have discussed the possibility. It would be beneficial to both sides of this alliance. Think of yourself as an ambassador to the League, while also being among your own people.
I didn't know that this was an option.
Don't worry about an answer right now. You'll be here a few days. Take some time to think about it. It's a big decision.
The journey is near.
What was that?
What was what?
Well, the last thing you said.
Think about it. It's a big decision.
No, after that.
I didn't say anything after that.
You sure? Something about the journey?
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear anything.
Me neither.
Strange.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, I think I'm just jet-lagged.
Understandable. I'll leave you guys to unpack. The town has meals together at my house, so I will see you at dinner.
Simmy, you aren't seriously thinking about staying here, are you?
I don't know, maybe. It's a good opportunity.
A very good opportunity, and a much-needed position. It's a good idea.
What about us? You've only been here an hour. We've known you for years.
You guys would be fine without me. Besides, I'd be a phone call away. We don't need to worry about this right now. I haven't decided anything.
Find us.
Simeon, what's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just tired. I'm gonna go lie down and take a nap. It's Torrid. Who is this guy?
This stag and the fish we caught should provide an ample amount of food for the camp.
Do you believe what I told you on the boat?
To be truthful? No. I find it rather hard to believe.
Your honesty is appreciated, but I am speaking the truth.
I don't think you would purposely deceive me. I think there are things you can't tell me.
That would be true?
I'll honor that. I don't know what your connection to this girl is, but I'm sure it's for just reasons.
I was honest with you there. I promised her father I'd protect her.
And she won't wake up because some evil force had overtaken her?
Yes. I brought her here so that this evil can't find her again.
And you won't tell me what this evil is?
No.
What if the evil comes here?
It won't.
How do you know?
Because I've taken her to a place that only I can reach.
Only you can reach? Sure, this place is cut off from most, but it's hardly unreachable.
I know it's confusing, but I can't tell you anymore. I need you to trust me. Do you?
Yes.
Then trust that I am doing what's best for all.
Fine. Just be cautious.
Oh, that was no help at all.
Simeon, it's about time you showed up. We saved you a seat here with us.
Thanks.
Simeon! Come, I've saved you a seat with me and Dagger. Everyone wants to meet you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Melanie.
No, it's all right. I'll see you later.
Come on.
Figures.
What's got you so upset?
He's got so many new friends. I'm sure he's already replacing us in his head.
You know Simeon would never do that.
Falca offered to let him stay here.
She did what?
When she brought us to our cabin, she offered to let him live here as ambassador to the League. She told him she could train him to control his powers.
What did Simeon say?
Said he'd think about it. The important thing is he didn't say no. That's practically a yes.
No, it isn't.
Your dad was on board with it.
Of course he was. Look at him over there, schmoozing Falca and Sana.
Speaking of your dad, why is he and Erica over there with them, and we're at this table at the back?
Because we're just here to look pretty with Simeon. Show humans and half-Archeons working together. Erica and my father are the ones that are actually doing negotiations.
It feels like we're not wanted here.
That's because a lot of them don't want us here. The important ones do, like Falca. But just because their leader likes us doesn't mean there aren't hard feelings about us.
But I've never done anything bad in my life. Except that one time we all disobeyed orders.
They don't know anything about us. Dagger's right. Give them time and they'll come around.
I sure hope so.
Attention! Everyone, attention! As many of you are aware, fate has brought us guests today. It has brought us your brother, Simeon Harigold. And it has also brought with him his friends and companions, Melanie Reeves, Victor Velasco, Poppy Dennings, Erica Hudson, and Clifford Reeves. I know some of you have some concerns. I know some of you have doubts. If you are worried, I ask you to have faith that I have chosen Simeon's party wisely. These are good people. They deserve your respect. Treat them as you would your neighbor here. Simeon, would you like to speak a few words?
Well, okay. Well, I wasn't expecting to come up with a speech tonight. I spent so long feeling alone in what I am. I knew from the start that I was different. Perks, I guess, of having an Archeon parent that actually wants to be a part of my life. I appreciate how welcoming you've all been, and Falk is right. My friends are good people. I hope you'll see that for yourself. I'm not sure what else to say. If I knew this place existed, I would have come here a long time ago.
There. See? Exactly what I'm talking about.
Whatever his choice is, we need to wish for what's best for him, no matter what we feel.
To Simeon! And to Paul Mandorum!
I'm getting out of here.
Where are you going?
Back to my cabin. I've had enough of this.
You need to tell him.
Victor will be fine. He's gonna be moody for a while, but he'll cheer up.
I'm not talking about Victor.
What? No. Why would I do that?
Because it will eat at you if you don't.
I don't want to get in the way.
Suit yourself.
I need to go.
Don't just run away from this.
I'm not.
Well, that sure isn't walking.
You have a lot of dreams, Simeon?
Yeah, don't the rest of you?
Not really.
I think you're on your own on that one, pal.
What do you mean, Ignis? Dreams are like Somnia's whole deal.
Arbor is right, technically, but my abilities don't work like that. I can see other people's dreams and interpret them. I don't see premonitions.
You do? I'd like to talk more about it sometime. Maybe get some answers.
It would be my pleasure.
Thanks. Where was I? Right. It turns out those dreams were falsely created in order to draw me out to Ezreal.
What happened?
Well, a lot of stuff. I'll cut to the chase, though. I allowed Ezreal to possess me in order to save my family. Not my best look, I know, but I was able to awaken and throw him out.
What triggered it?
Melanie, my friend, she pulled me out. I guess a need to protect my friends and family is what did it. You guys should meet her. She's great. Wait. She's gone. Where did she go?
I saw her and the other two leave right after Folka's speech.
Well, that's not like them. I should probably go check on them.
No, come on. Finish your story. They'll be fine.
Are you sure? I've been talking for a while. I'm sure you're tired of listening to me.
Hey, we're family now. You can talk as much as you want.
Second family, right? No, I still have one back home.
Of course. I don't intend to infringe. I apologize if I made you uncomfortable.
No, it's okay. I guess I'm just nervous about what direction to go.
You'd fit in great. In my personal opinion, I think you should stay here. Right, Dagger?
I'll refrain from stating my thoughts. I don't want to influence your choice. You want my advice? Go where your heart tells you to go.
You're no fun.
All right, everyone, this has been fun, but me and Falca are going to retire for the night. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Simeon, you must come with us. We must show you where, as you say, the cool kids hang out.
Okay.
Your office, it's nice.
You don't need to lie to me. The FBI doesn't take my work seriously, so I get the tiny office. What I wouldn't give for some daylight in here.
The Bureau might not take your work seriously, but you certainly do. Your walls are covered with notes on this case.
I've been on this case for months, with leads across the country. That's gonna take up some space.
Anything connecting the bodies other than their lineage?
No, nothing.
And what does the Eyes of Agaeus have to do with this?
What do you know about the cult?
It's named after King Agaeus, who swore to protect humanity. It's difficult to see where they connect, but I'd imagine it has something to do with the later part of his life.
What happened?
He lost his mind in his old age. Eventually, his son removed him from his throne and took his place as king. He lived the rest of his days locked in his room in order to protect others. Most were happy with the change, but there were still some who were loyal to Agaeus.
They weren't happy with the change in leadership?
Not at all. They believed that his son didn't have the right to take his father's throne while Agaeus was still alive. They decided to form their own ruling party, one containing humans and Archaon alike.
The Eyes of Agaeus.
Exactly. This is purely speculation, but I believe that the name came from the fact that Agaeus was cut off from the outside world in order to save face. They would ensure that his way of things would endure as he saw fit. They would be his eyes.
For someone who grew up in the human world, you sure know a lot about Archaon history.
I spent a large amount of time studying the topic, learning about the world I was from.
You grew up in the human world?
Yes, but that's a story for another time.
The cult wasn't very successful?
It was a train wreck. They failed at almost every turn. It's amazing they lasted as long as they did. They outlasted the Von Astra throne. They completely fell apart in the early 20th century. I've had a couple of run-ins with them in their last days.
There's a lot more to this than I thought there was. I'll have to put in some research on the subject. Could you give me the name of the son who took Agaeus off the throne?
Certainly. He only ever had one son. Torden von Astra.
Nice of you to come back.
Thanks.
I hope your new friends have your birthday memorized, like I do.
What's going on with you?
First I find out I'm not your best friend, now everyone here wants to get to know you. How long before you forget all about me?
Are you serious, Vic? We've barely been here for a day. What makes you think I'll forget you?
Because I'm not like you.
Not like me.
I'm human. Just human. They don't like us, but they rolled out the welcome wagon for you.
Oh, they'll come around. Come on, Vic. This is something important to me. I thought you'd be supportive.
Well, if you like it here so much, maybe you should stay.
Well, maybe I should.
I hate to get in the middle of whatever this is, but some of us are trying to sleep.
Sorry, Mr. Reeves.
Where are you going?
On a walk!
Vic!
Let him go. He's immature and emotional. You going after him isn't going to help.
You're probably right.
Stupid town, stupid Simmy.
Who's there?
Sorry, miss. I didn't know you were there.
That's okay. I don't recognize your voice. Do you mind if I ask your name?
I don't mind. My name is Victor. I came here with Simeon. I'm sure you're a big fan of his.
Yes, Simeon. He has a kind voice.
He does. Can I sit with you?
Of course.
You come out here often?
Mm-hmm. Every night.
By yourself?
Yes. I've always been a bit of a loner.
What makes you come here each night?
The sound of the water calms me. I've always been drawn to the ocean. I got it from my mom. She was what humans called a siren.
A siren? Really?
Yeah. I'm not a great swimmer, but I hear I have a killer singing voice.
Nice.
Tell me about you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm an Archaeon hunter.
That's so cool! You have a cool ancient item on you?
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. It's a ring that makes me invisible.
Huh. I see. Well, that wouldn't be very useful against me.
Why is that?
Everyone's invisible to me. You wouldn't have a great advantage.
What are you talking about?
I'm blind. You didn't figure that out?
No, but to be fair, I'm not a great noticer.
You have a kind voice, too. This may be a little forward, but can I feel your face?
Sure.
I was right.
Right about what?
That you have a kind face, too.
thank you.
Oh. It's time for me to go back.
Do you need help getting home, or?
I have the pathways memorized. Thank you, though.
No, yeah, of course. It was, rude of me to assume.
I wouldn't mind, however, if you walked me to my door like you would anyone else.
Yeah, sure. Okay, home. Let's get you home.
Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, close your eyes. Now focus on your breathing. Now I want you to think back. Back to when you had your awakening. When you found your true self. Do you have it?
Yes.
Focus on it. Focus on what you felt at that precise moment.
Yes! Ouch!
Good. Focus harder.
harder.
Dang it!
It's okay, Simeon. I didn't expect you to get it on your first day. Why don't you take a break? We can work on this more later.
That is probably for the best.
Simmy! I've been looking for you!
I don't want to fight again, Victor.
What? No! I don't want to fight! I want to tell you something! I wanted to tell you last night, but you were asleep, so I decided to wait until morning, but when I woke up, you were gone.
I'll let you boys talk. You two have fun.
What has got you so happy? I thought you hated this place.
What? I could never hate this place!
What happened?
I'm in love!
Oh, God.
I met this girl last night. She said I had a kind face. I walked her home. She laughed at all my jokes, Simmy. No one does that!
You're right. Maybe this is good after all. Do you feel better about me staying now?
Not at all. In fact, you'd be ripping my heart out.
You haven't told the others yet, have you? I want to be able to talk through it with them myself.
Oh.
You did? Crap.
Sorry.
No, it's my fault. I should have told you sooner that that was what I wanted.
How are you going to talk about it with Melanie?
Don't know yet. How did she react when you told her?
She took it pretty well. Said it was your decision.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Find us.
You okay?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Well, I'm gonna stop by the girls' cabins. Erica brought snacks for us, and I want in on the action.
What is she, your mom?
No! She's just a very considerate person who brought food for her co-workers. Are you coming or not?
No, I don't think so. There's something I need to do.
Hang out with more of your new friends?
No, this is something by myself.
Whatever. See you later.
Come on, Dad, pick up!
Your call has been forwarded.
Hello?
Simeon, it's Ruby.
Ruby, what's up?
Augustin wanted me to call and check in on the mission.
Shouldn't you be calling Melanie then, or Erica?
I'm going to. He wanted to see how you were doing with building relationships with the people there.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's going well. People here have been pretty friendly.
That's good to hear. I'll relay that information to him.
Hey, do you know where my dad is? I've been trying to reach him.
I think he's with Agent Harvey. Oh, no.
Agent who?
Look, you aren't supposed to know this.
What's he doing, Ruby?
He's working on a case with the FBI.
He is? Well, that's pretty cool. What is it?
I can't tell you anymore.
Fine. I understand.
I'll try to get Augustin to reach out to him for you.
Thanks.
Do you need anything else?
No, Ruby, that's it. Thank you. Bye.
No problem. Bye.
Victor, what are you doing here?
I'm here for those snacks you promised me.
Right now is kind of a bad time.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, Poppy's just feeling sick.
She is? I could take a look at her. I'm medically trained.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Victor, what are you doing here?
Sorry, I tried to stop him.
Hey, you aren't sick. What's going on?
It's none of your business, but Melanie's having a hard time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's silly to get this emotional. But I just feel like this whole mission is turned against me. First, I have to reunite with my father, and now I might lose Simeon. I don't know if I can keep going at the League if he stays here.
I get what you mean about Simmy.
You do?
Of course. I hate losing my best friend, too.
Right. Best friend.
Why did you try to play it off at dinner?
I don't want to be in the way of what makes him happy.
That's true. But that's why we need to convince him that he's only truly happy with us.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'll work on convincing him that the people here don't love him, and you guys can do the rest.
Victor, that's awful.
But it will work!
We aren't going to let him do that, are we?
Don't worry. Simeon won't fall for it.
Are you going to be okay?
Yeah. I think so. I think I need to find time to talk to him. Just the two of us.
And you're gonna tell him?
I don't know. Maybe. I need more time to think about it.
Okay, but your time is starting to run out.
An ex-cult member works here.
Not only does he work at Varden's, he owns the place. Our contact is Mr. Varden himself.
How did you find him?
I got connections with a lot of lowlives, here and in the Archean realm. I asked around if anybody knew anything about the Eyes of Agaeus, and Varden's name came up more than once. He's apparently the last known living member of the cult.
How can I help you three?
Agent Dana Harvey with the FBI. These two are my associates. We're here to ask you some questions.
I didn't do anything.
We don't think you did. If anything, we need your help.
Why would the FBI need my help?
Are you familiar with the Eyes of Agaeus?
Yes. Worst group of people I ever had the pleasure of working with.
You aren't fond of the group.
I haven't been for years. One of the main reasons I'm still alive is because I left those psychopaths.
You left?
Yes. I joined thinking I was doing something good for the first time in my life. They swore to protect humanity. Thought that was a good thing. Didn't realize it included killing folks.
Killing? There's no record of the cult killing anyone.
That's what they wanted you to think. They liked giving off the idea of being stupid. Those monsters were bloodthirsty.
Who are they killing?
Half Archeon folk.
There's our connection.
Do you know why they would target those people specifically?
They believe half Archeons held this special power to manipulate the walls between worlds. They figure killing them keeps them from taking them down completely.
Oh, gods.
How long have they believed that?
As long as they've been around? Centuries.
That's not possible.
Why not?
The theory that half Archeons could take down the walls has only been around a couple of years. But Varden here says the cult knew several hundred years ago. How were they so far ahead of us?
I don't know. I wasn't against it at first. Killing a few people to save the world? Sign me up. But then I saw the kind of people they were targeting. Most of them were kids. So I left.
Why haven't you told anyone about this? None of this is on public record.
You don't leave the cult. You leave, you die. I managed to sneak out unharmed. If I attempted to expose them, they'd know how to find me right away. They had people everywhere.
Why are you telling us now?
The cult hasn't been active in years, and you guys have come to talk to me about them. Something bad is happening. I can't live with myself letting another person die.
Can you think of any other members that could be potentially still alive?
No. I didn't last long enough to make friends.
Thank you. You have been very helpful.
Do you think they're back? The cult?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Be careful. If they're back, no half Archeon is safe.
Harvey. Yes? Yes. Okay. It's for you, Arne.
Hello.
Hohenheim. It's me. Lynor, I've been trying to reach you.
Sorry, I put my phone on silent.
How are you faring with Miss Harvey?
Well, we have a few leads that we're following up with.
Wonderful. I'm trying to reach you to let you know that your son is trying to contact you. I imagine you weren't responding for the same reason you weren't responding to me.
Thank you. I'll call him soon.
Do me a favor. And check your phone every once in a while. I'm not your personal messenger.
I will.
Oh, also, Ruby accidentally told Simeon you were working on a case.
It's fine. What does he know?
Just that you're working with the FBI. He doesn't know any details about the case. We told him it's confidential.
Good. Keep it that way.
Yes. Keep me updated with your findings. See you soon.
Bye. Oh no.
What's wrong?
I missed three calls from my son. Must be urgent. I'm gonna go call him.
Go ahead. We'll wait for you.
Hey, tell Simeon I said hi.
Simeon, you wanted me to call you. What is it?
Hey, Dad. How's the investigation going?
Harvey and I found a new lead, but nothing just yet. How's Europe?
It's been okay. Got to check out England for a few hours before they carted me off to Ireland.
Are the people there taking well to you and the others?
I think so. Not exactly sure yet about the others.
Simeon.
Yeah?
I'm sure you called me for more than just catching up.
Yeah. You know I've always had special dreams, right?
Yes.
Well, they've gotten extremely weird lately. Usually they just give me clues. They're more abstract and don't have a clear narrative. Well, now it's different. It's almost like I'm living someone else's life, someone else's memories. That's not even the weirdest part.
And what would that be?
Well, that would be... Oh, I'm gonna sound crazy.
Don't worry. Anything you say, I'll believe you.
The weird thing is, I'm starting to hear them while I'm awake.
That is certainly strange. What are you hearing?
A woman's voice. She's saying full sentences, but I have no idea what she's talking about. Stuff like, find us, find her, and the journey is near. I'm not sure what to do.
Is there someone where you are that could help you?
Yeah, actually. There's a woman here named Somnia. She can read dreams. I'd mentioned talking about this, but I'm not sure. I don't really know these people.
Have someone be there while she reads your dream. It takes the fear out of doing that alone.
Not a bad idea. I'll ask Melanie.
I think that's a great choice. You know her. She wouldn't let anyone hurt you.
Thanks, Dad.
Not a problem. Call me if you need anything else.
Will you pick up next time?
Yes, I'll pick up.
What is it we're doing again, Somnia?
I'm going to reach into Simeon's aura and read his most recent dreams.
Is it gonna hurt?
Not too painful. You'll be asleep.
I will?
Yes. Right about...
But I'm not tired.
Now.
What did you do to him?
Don't worry. He's in sleep paralysis. He seems asleep, but he's aware of what's going on. He'll be fully awake by the time I'm done. I'm beginning to see it.
What is it?
I appreciate the curiosity, Miss Reeves, and while I believe we will become good friends, conversation will have to wait. I need to focus. I see a man from the past. His name is like thunder. He is the son of an important man. I see a woman. She's a stranger in an unfamiliar land. She's running from something. I see a cave. One of this world, but not at the same time. An ever-changing cave. It has a name. The Journey. Simeon is destined for this journey. As are you, Miss Reeves.
Me?
The Journey laughs at your uncertainty. You think you aren't chosen simply because you are human. You have been chosen, just as Simeon has.
Chosen? Chosen for what?
You will save humanity and Archeon alike. It has been decided.
How am I supposed to do that? I'm just a human, like you said.
You're only at the beginning of who you are. The journey will make you reborn.
God, what was that? I feel like I got hit by a truck.
Somnia, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I need paper.
What?
Paper, now.
Okay.
What are you drawing?
The journey. I saw it. I know where it is. I'm drawing you a map. You must go there as soon as you can.
It'll have to wait until after our time here.
No, not enough time. You must go today.
We can't just leave here.
That's the thing. You can. I don't know how. I don't know why. But the journey is here.
Here, in town.
Well, not here, here. It's close, though. Only a handful of miles into the woods.
Really?
I think we could afford to take a look. It's not like we're making the negotiations anyway.
I'll tell Victor and Poppy. You go tell Erica and my dad where we're going. We'll leave tomorrow in the morning.
Sounds like a plan. I'll see if Hayes or Dagger want to come along too.
Yeah, of course.
Great. Let's split now and meet up later.
See you then.
See you then.
Sylvie, have we been able to find anything interesting about our friend here?
I am my head on a table. Does it look like we're friends?
Ignore him, sir. He's been particularly grumpy today. We're still studying what we can from him. His body is filled with an amazing blend of Archaeon and human tech. Things would be moving faster if he'd cooperate with us.
Put me back on my body.
Absolutely not.
Then I ain't telling you anything.
No need to worry. We've discovered a USB port on the back of his head that goes directly to his brain. We don't need him to tell us anything. We have his memory feeding into a lab computer. It's just going to take us a while to decode it all.
Good work, everyone. Why don't we all break for lunch? My treat.
That's very kind of you.
I could eat.
As long as you're paying.
Then I ain't telling you anything.
I'm in, Lord Argent. The League's internal network is wide open. Augustin is obsessed with tech and old Archaeon items. I knew he couldn't resist searching through this brain of his. I have the file for the half-human we're looking for. I know where he's currently located.
Archaeon. Caleb Hughes as Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Ethan McCabe as Victor. Addie Nofall as Poppy. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Kay Weaver as Agent Harvey. Jeff Leeson as Clifford Reeves. Callum Perry as Sir Augustin. Sean Cadieu as Urzon. Stephanie Tobin as The Voice. Rissa Montanez as Falca. Joy Ofodi as Erica. Delvin Green as Dagger. Ify as Hayes. Oliver Smith as Sean and Torden. Alexandra Macedo as Ruby. Trent Trechtenberg as Lord Argent. Monique Tanguay as Umbra. Melissa White as Melody. Zach Elliott as Ignis. Jess Flom as Somnia. Kelsey Poppin as Sana. Meredith Nudo as Kim. Anna as Arbor. Gwen Morgan as Sylvae. And Carrick and Abnett as Varden. Additional voices by Caleb and Abby Hughes. Written and directed by Caleb Hughes. Follow us on Twitter at Studio Archaeon. Like what you see? Support us on Patreon. See you next time.